At one time I thought God was truth. I now know that truth is God. Our God is one God whose name is true. The Creator, devoid of fear or enmity, immortal, unborn, self-existing, great, and bountiful. Heaven or hell are in your heart, unless heaven resides within you. The mere reading and reciting of sacred books profits nothing. Blessings of Light. In 2 weeks we'll be having our full moon ceremony. I hope that I will see you all there on the 15th of December. If you're hearing this tape late, then I hope you had a nice time at the full moon.
On behalf of myself and the staff, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, dear Father, Mother, God, one parent of us all in whom we all live and move and have our being. Let there be blessings of light on all those here this day for thy presence and love. It is the one mind, all-pervading, Mother, Father, God, God consciousness, to spirit mind, to Christ mind, to master mind, to the cosmic mind, to your super conscious mind, to your higher mind, to your environmental mind, to your intellectual mind, to your subconscious mind, to your instinctive mind, the one mind that pervades all things. Every day I will be more relaxed. I will have willpower. Every day I will be more successful. I will be happier. I command my mind. I will progress. I will see new visions. I am the master living here. Every day I'll be more relaxed. I will have willpower. Every day I will be more successful. I will be happier. I command my mind. I will progress. I will see new visions. I am the master living here. Together, every day, I will be more relaxed. I will have willpower. Every day, I will be more successful. I will be happier. I command my mind. I will progress. I will see new visions. I am the master living here. God-centered, to God omnipotent, omnipotent.
He has to change my shirt. He changed my shirt too.
Change artist.
Blessings of Light, and welcome tonight to the second lesson in the fourth month, 4-2. Tonight we're going to be talking about post-meditative suggestion. Meditative suggestion, visualization, and union can be supported by the reprogramming of the subconscious mind. Doing meditation, the subconscious mind is open. In all parts and all past records of this and former lives are available to you. You can use now the powers of the path as attention, concentration, observation in this meditative state to charge those records by changing your point of view of them. All evil records are removed and replaced by divine records. In the type of meditation, there is a power of transfiguration that takes place in this rainbow bridge meditation technique.
In this type of meditation, the evil life forces are replaced by divine life. As a result, there is a personality change. As we meditate, we constantly vivify over and over. Our lower desires are replaced by higher desires. Ignorance by knowledge. The unreal by reality. The untruth by truth. And the mortal by immortality. Handle one record at a time when you're in your subconscious mind. After a short time, these new records begin to play in your life. We are to let these records work smoothly, consciously, and constantly, and give them freedom, full freedom. Make changes only in your meditative state. They are not subject to outside influences when in meditation. There will be an incredible change and happening in your life. In the beginning, you will be spellbound by the transformation. It is your responsibility to command, and no one else can command. For you have been given the power of free will command. You must check your senses, your body, your mind, and your soul in the subconscious meditative state. In the subconscious meditative state, you're deep within meditation and you're checking your body, your emotions, and your mind. You're looking at them from a pure objective state of consciousness. You emerge with them in an objectivity. That may sound like a contradiction, but understand this is one movement, merged with objectivity. You must check your senses and your body and your soul from this subconscious meditative state. Let me repeat that. You must check these bodies of consciousness from a subconscious meditative state. It's where you're right on the edge, where you feel like you're just about to fall asleep, right on the edge of consciousness. Right at that point, you are between the manifest and the unmanifest. You are casting into the unmanifest those desires, those conditioned reactions, those defensive reactions, those conscious blocks in you. You're casting them into the unmanifest, and you're vivifying the manifest. You're purifying your heart. You will always have recorded in the subconscious mind every experience that ever happened. But now you will be operating from a subconscious of the intelligence in the heart, not the experiences of the emotional stratum. It's a higher point of view. It does not record anything in your subconscious mind but your experiences, whether they are imagined or actual experiences. See, you have in the subconscious mind actual and non-truth experiences. All post-operative and meditative suggestion must come from the heart and in agreement with reality and your knowledge. After a few months of mind control, the mind will agree and be trained to take these post-operative and meditative suggestions. These inner suggestions will go on 24 hours a day in the subconscious fields. When these suggestions begin to play, remove all obstacles with your conscious mind and give support consciously. This impacts the power. Sometimes the conscious and subconscious mind will conflict. Give priority to your virtuous conscious and subconscious forces and check all opposing forces. Do not request, but command your mind. Do not request, but command your mind. Our life is filled with post-hypnotic suggestions through family, friends, job, society, the mass media, and ourselves. When we awaken in the morning, we make suggestions for our daily activities. When we study any subject in school, we make suggestions that will lead us to success, a degree or a diploma. When we are ready to make a change from hypnotic suggestions, we must command suggestions to dehypnotize our mind. Mass media, through repetition, gives hypnotic conditioning to the mind. You must give suggestions in your inner consciousness to dehypnotize your mind, to break it of all of its fixations, to be free within your mind. All our conditioned reactions, our inherited tendencies, our habitual actions or performances are a result of previous suggestions to the subconscious mind. The intensity and the amount of suggestions are manifested by the degree of repetition and become our accomplishments. We must repeat these and be serious, and the depth of our seriousness in the decreeing through repetition gives the depth of our foundation for action. Use positive and spiritual suggestions to brighten up your life. This is the description of post and meditative suggestion. Now let's move to the board. Right here on the board, we have some positive affirmations written to program your subconscious mind. Every day, I will be more relaxed. Say this together with me. Every day, I will be more relaxed. The second line, I will have willpower. I will have willpower. I will have willpower. Every day, I'll be more successful. Every day, I'll be more successful. Every day, I will be more successful. I will be happier. I will be happier. I will be happier. I command my mind. I command my mind. I command my mind. I will progress. I will progress. I will progress. I will see new visions. I will see new visions. I will see new visions. I am the master living here. I am the master living here. I am the master living here. Positive post meditative suggestions. Now when we delve deep in our mind, we want to delve to that point of purity within the mind. In the center of your mind, you should concentrate on purity, the purest of essences of all possibilities, the essence that can do anything, that has all power, is almighty over all things. I believe you're coming to it. Let's go to the board again, right behind here. And you see that in the center of these circles is the word God. We see God centered in our physical body. We see God in our heart and in our physical existence, permeating every cell and radiating out to our whole physical universe. We are God-centered beings. And by being God-centered, it means that you do everything for God, every action you take. If you are washing your face, you wash your face for God. When you're putting on your clothes, you put your clothes on for God. You walk for God. You talk for God. You see for God. You do all things for God's sake. I remember my grandmother saying to me sometimes, for God's sake, why don't you do that? I'm sure that we've heard that, and we don't really understand the depths that we really do things for God's sake. We've profaned a lot of pure, powerful commands. Do it for God's sake is a pure and powerful command. It is not a levity. Levity is because we don't understand. Nervous laughing is a release of unconscious power in the subconscious mind. As we expand our circle of God within us, radiating out over our physical universe, we also ask for God to radiate out over our emotional universe, in and through our emotions, that our whole social life, our emotion, meaning the way we think towards others and others' thoughts towards us, the movement of thought, that's emotions. When somebody thinks about you, there's an emoting takes place, a movement of thought, and it comes right to your life stream. It touches you. Someone cannot think about you without touching you in consciousness. They touch you with their mind. They may touch past images of you, but those past images are in your own record, so in essence, in a subtle way, they're still touching you, aren't they? They may think about what you're going to do in the future, and they may have the nail right on the head. They would be touching you directly then. But some miss the mark about anticipation of the future. The clarity of seeing this future is different than anticipation from the intellectual mind. It is the wisdom to see what is going on and what has going on, or has been going on, I should say. And these two, what has been going on and what is going on, gives the repetitions of vibrations for the future. That is how the future is ascertained. If a rhythm continues its vibration unhindered, it will continue that rhythm until it strikes the surface, or is slowed down by some atmosphere, or is changed in its polarity by some condition beyond its control. As we expand out now in our God-conscious state, we expand that God is in our mind. We think for God, and God is always present in all of our business dealings, in all of our thoughts about others, in all of our associations with the earth, with all of our mental faculties towards ourselves. When we are analyzing ourselves and looking at ourselves, we look from that God point of view. You're not qualified to judge yourself. Judge not lest you be judged. You will magnetize that power. In many of the commands of the masters and Christ were to judge not lest ye be judged. The simple idea behind that is a like attracts a like. The truth will draw the truth. Love will draw love. Wisdom draws wisdom. And so when you let God in your mind, the God-conscious thoughts of the higher reality of beingness is ascended in your mind and lifts the intellect to its highest, most purest, perfect state of God-consciousness. In the lower levels, it wants to figure out everything physically, emotionally, mentally, and psychically. In the higher levels, it is opening up to creative power, to individuality, and to oneness with God. So let your intellect be free enough to let the God in you expand outwardly. Let your body be free to exercise God in you. Let your emotions be free, your mind be free, into your environment. It's letting your light shine. See, God is the light. And so you're letting your light shine. You're letting it shine out from the center of your being. You're radiating out. You're flowing outward. You're a giving being. You know, some are taking. Even in their giving, they're taking. They give something only to take something. Do not be that kind of giver. Be a giver that you give and let God give to you. Give to give, not give to get. In your environment, as you give to your environment and are open to your environment, you will find an expansion and control that you never had before over your environmental areas. As you let your God self come out in the forms and the patterns and the systems of God consciousness rather than of our human consciousness, we raise the cardinal or human or earth or physically orientated man to that supreme beingness within us, God expressing. So God is expressing out through these circles, out through these circles of light, out from the center, out into your environment, to everyone you meet, to everyone you see. Now, as we expand into our higher mental body of creativity, we're going to see what we created before. That's the past, what you created before. And you're going to be aware of this creativeness as you seek to bring forth new creative flow. Do not let the past steal today. Do not let the past creativeness take away and limit the all possibility of today. You may be in one creative power, but you may be more successful by moving into another creative area. You may be a dancer, but you may really be a singer hit inside. You may be singing and might really be an artist inside. You may be leading, and really your power is creativeness in a more broader spectrum of awareness. But your creative power can grow, and you are not limited by the past. Not what you created physically, emotionally, mentally, psychically. You are freeing yourself from the past. So you must free yourself from this past circle. You must go through the past unhindered to break through. If you do not, you're thrown back into these lower fields. The past will throw you back. So you're to let your higher mind of inspiration, the higher mind of intelligence, your higher mind lift you by inspired thought, inspired principle and power of God. The will of God, not my will, but God's will lifting. Not what I did already, but the possibilities of success now. See, you found out the ways not to do it. Now look for the one way to do it. As we expand out into our superconscious mind, letting God fully fill our superconscious mind, we get visions. We get visions, beautiful visions in our imaging portion of mind. And they show us where we're going. Sometimes we see we're not going in the right direction. And so we can change. We can change that direction creatively and in our mind, in our actions. But if we let it go, we will suffer and manifest it. Remember, you always have command. Command your mind. This is like God's mind expanding through all these bodies. You're letting that infinite intelligence flow out of you. You're a channel for God, no longer a limited individual, separate and alone unto yourself. You are now a giving, important part of all humanity, all creation. You're finding your place as an individual conscious manifestation in the universe. You are lifting, lifting into that oneness of God in whom we all live and move and have our being. And as we expand now out into the cosmic consciousness, in the cosmos consciousness, the cosmos is here. It is present. You can touch it, you can taste it, you can feel it, you can smell it, you can hear it, you can see it, you can be it. You can be it. And that is a presence consciousness. When you are fully expanded over all creation, you are present in all creation. Do you see what I mean? When the mind is permeating all creation, you are aware of the mind's permeation of all creation. And I shouldn't say when it is, because it always is. I should say when you expand in mind over all creation. Because see, you are spirit expanding in mind over all creation, cosmic consciousness. You are coming from this universal power, universal point of view. And if you look in the universe, you'll see how the elements have been used so many different ways. When you really penetrate in the universe, you'll see the light and the energy and the power that is there. Now to break the ring, beyond past, present, future, beyond all individual expression, selflessness of consciousness, returning to God mind, that breaking through, to know that God's mind is surrounding us in everything we do, every movement in the creation, God is with us, expanding in vibration. We have this universal power of the mind. So it's like you are creating a line from your God self and you're breaking these rings. You break the rings. And each time you go out, you break the rings more. You erase those blocks. Sometimes you might miss some. Just go over them again until you have a clear channel flowing out. And your channel will become broader and broader and broader, and soon you will find the limitations of life, the limitations of all forms, you'll find them manifesting outside of yourself, no longer hindering you, because these things exist, but you do not have to do these things. Mental control is needed. Mental power. Control your mind in a masterful way. If you give suggestions to your mind in a haphazard way, if you do it subtle or weakly, then subtly or weakly, you will find that manifesting. If you do it in a mediocre way, I should say, I like okra, I don't know about you. If you get some of that mediocre, you've got to cook it a long time so it gets soft. Anyway, a little levity there. When you take and come to this middle suggestion where you're just neutrally kind of suggesting, then that's the way your mind is going to give it back. But if you give a strong suggestion to your mind, then you will get it back strongly. The stronger way is to incorporate all the bodies, to put your physical, emotional, mental, psychic, creative, all the energy of all those bodies towards that one power, that one area of consciousness, and then you gain the power. But if you just put part of yourself there, well, I think I'll try this. That means I'll give a little bit of myself to it. I won't give the whole thing. See, God is totality. And you're using the God principle of totality, of oneness, of unity of all form and beingness and spirit, of body, mind, and spirit, of matter, of consciousness, of spirit. You are giving this all to the all. And on the returning currents, you have that almighty power within you then to command your life, command your mind. So it's important that you understand this commanding of the mind. The working upon the meditative and post-meditative suggestions. Now let's talk a little deeper about these suggestions. Just like the circle showed us, we must delve deep into our own individual physical manifestation. The most protected part of the body is in the center of the skull. It has bone all around it. It has brain matter all around it. It is the most protected part of the body. No matter what else would happen to hinder or bust up this body, head injuries or that, if it did not affect that center part of the brain where you are building an identity of power, you could not lose this body or ability to stay here in this physical dimension. You would be a conscious being. This is the most protected part. So we are concentrating right in the center of our head, right between our ears, right straight down to the top of our head, right from the brow to the base of the skull. We're concentrating and taking the energy in deeper and deeper within ourselves, and there we meet God. There we feel God in the center of the head. That's where we start from. Now we're with God. We now say, I want this, what I'm suggesting here, I want this to come out physically, emotionally, mentally, psychically, creatively, individually, universally to your oneness, God. You see how you're expanding it? You must give a suggestion on how you want this to expand. If you only want mental power, you say, this is going to purify or strengthen my mind, and then you give it just to the mind. Maybe you want to just purify, make suggestions for the emotional level. My emotions are becoming calmer. I'm getting more control of my emotions. You are directing that right to the emotional strata. And so in this post and meditative suggestion, you're saying, I'm going to do this when I come out of the meditation. This is the way I will act. In that God-centered state, you have a state which is called samadhi, where you're completely merged with God, where you're self-identified self, where you're conscious, aware of a conscious. And at that moment, you have your full power. That's when you make your suggestion. Suggestion is the second ranking power. The first ranking is gaze. The second is suggestion. You must gaze and fix before you make the suggestion. Don't start suggesting things all over the place. Center and make your suggestions. You will have power. You will have power. Believe this. Give this suggestion within yourself. I am powerful from that God-centered, and then feel it radiate out of your body, in your emotions, in your mind, outward, to to infinity in every direction, like an expanding sphere of energy generated from the center of your heart, the center of your being, radiating out. Now try that. Just go in now to the center of your head, like you're looking at the back of your brow. Now you can also write up on the back of your brow, I am a success. Write it there. I am a success. You see that written on the back of your brow? Right. Now that's a suggestion. Now that I bring your attention to it, there's a plane flying over. There's other birds outside. I'm talking. Other things are happening. But at the moment you were in there and seeing that written across your brow, you were unaware of all other things. Look at that. Recall that. But if you try to go to that center, you may not get there. But if you are really willing to let yourself be there now. I am making suggestions. There are all kinds of suggestions. There are physical suggestions, emotional suggestions, mental suggestions, implied suggestions, subtle suggestions. Once they were flashing in between the pictures of products on television, buy, 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 and people were going out and buying because they were taking subtle suggestions. They weren't consciously seeing the flicks of that buy, buy, buy go on the screen, but subconsciously they were picking it up. There's subliminal suggestion. But no suggestion works without your mind. Without your mind. The totality of your mind. Put the totality of your attention on your suggestion and say, this is the way I will be. I will have willpower. And as you come out, feel yourself ready, willing, and able to carry out your suggestion. Feel yourself willing, able, and ready right now, this moment. If you should suggest that God give you something, you open your eyes expecting to see it that moment. You must feel the expectance that close to you, like it's right at hand. If you do not magnetize it in that way, in that intensity, it may be 10 feet away from you and you might walk right past it. You may miss the mark. See it at hand. See it within you. See you touching that. See you touching the courage or the faith or those gifts that you want God to give you, the supernatural powers. See you exercising them as you come out of your post and meditative suggestion. I will be of service to some being today in a healing way. For God has healed me perfectly now. Now. In God, the only healer. In God is the only healer. Whether it comes through Christ or Buddha, the Holy Spirit, through a doctor, through your own consciousness. God is the healer. So you can say, God is healing me perfectly right now from this God center, and feel it radiating out and meeting the infinity of God surrounding you. God within, God without. God is all about in and out me, you see, moving in and out me, moving all about me, and beyond, and beyond. The power of post-meditative suggestion. When you're in that causal, relaxed, open state of merging with God at the center of the head, and you're not conscious of other things, this is the most powerful area to be. Do not make negative suggestions when you are in this state. Do not send negatives to others, because this is a magnetic center. And even though you may not want that negative back, because you are God, all things goes to God, and you are God experiencing at that moment, it will return back to you, the source. All things return to the source. If that person throws it off, you throw a negative thought at someone and they throw it off, it returns back to you. You should see waves of the purity of God radiating out, freeing you from any repercussions of any prior negative thinking or feeling or action or knowing or believing. You radiate out from the center with your mind outwardly to all things. God-centered mind. God-centered mind. God-centered mind. Use the power of your mind. Don't let it use you. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. I am the master living here. I am the master living here. I am the master living here. Feel it. I am the master living here. Know it. I am the master living here. Believe it. I am the master living here. See it. I am the master living here. Feel it. See it. Be it. When you are in that deep meditative state. I am a success. I am a success. I am a success. I am light and energy. 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 I am one with God. 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 I am one with God is a good statement. You know, some people have the arrogance to say, God is one with me. See how different it is? God is one with me, or I am one with God. Wouldn't you rather be one with God and the totality of all things instead of God being in that limited state that you are? Do you see? There's a direction of thought. You are either pointing it inwards or you're pointing it outwards. We're saying let yourself radiate out and expand. Grow, grow, grow. Don't become smaller. Don't become less by sending thoughts in towards your ego self. Do not establish your ego as a normal part of your consciousness. It is something you use for God. It's something you use for the higher being within you. See, we're orientating you to open your mind to supernatural powers. We're orientating you to let your psychic abilities come through your mind. You may not believe some things. You may not believe that people can appear and disappear or manifest things as they did in Christ's time. But there's men right on the planet right now manifesting things, making things appear out of the ethers. There are those that are disappearing and doing teleportation. There are those with powerful kinetic energies, with mind control and power. There are those upon the planet demonstrating spiritual powers of love and of truth, of wisdom, of resurrecting dead bodies. This power is as real today as it was in the past. For in God's power, there is no limit to time and space. Understand this in your mind. Give your mind commands to go to God. Expand to that level. It's like a little bubble you're blowing inside of the infinite intelligence of God. And so your mind is expanding like a bubble. Breathing out. Breathing, getting larger and larger and larger with every breath. So you can make a suggestion. With every breath, my mind is expanding. And I am getting more and more control of my mind. With every breath, my mind is expanding, and I am getting more and more control of my mind. My mind is a perfect mind. My mind is a God-given mind. I thank you, God, for my mind. Let my limited awareness now merge into your oneness, infinite intelligence. Let me expand in thee. Let me do thy will and thy desire. Let me be about my Father's business. Thank you, God, for this direction. And I now claim the wealth, health, and happiness in the abundance of all good things, God, you have promised for me. I accept it now that I may fulfill my mission and my path here upon this earth. I thank you, God. Talking to God in your post and meditative suggestion is a strong impression in your subconscious mind, in your knowledge, and in your heart. You want to move your thoughts. Speak them out. Speak them in. But form them into solid words that your desire and your goals can follow, that your desire and will can manifest for you. The will is a great servant, but it's a lousy master. Once upon a time, let me tell you the story now, there was a great castle up on a high hill. And this castle looked out over all the surrounding area for miles and miles and miles. Living in this castle was a beautiful master. He was master over all of this land. He had all of this land. And there were many people lived on this land. There were people in the village not far away. And he kept thinking, what can I do good for the people that live on this land that I survey, that I am master over? How can I help them? And he found as he dwelled upon it that many times he would be distracted. He would have to clean his house. He would have to cook his meals. He would have to wash and clean his clothes. He had to go to the store and buy things. This took a lot of time. He says, if I had someone that could do these little things for me, take care of my body, my emotions, my mind, and relieve me of those things, then I'd be able to go up in my tower and ascertain a greater ability to help with prosperity to all the people. I would get a broader point of view. I would not be interrupted, and I would be able to get deeper and deeper and deeper into consciousness. So he goes down in the village and he hires a man. The man he hires is named William. So we'll just call him Will for short. So Will was taken back to the castle, and the master said, act like this is your home. Keep it clean and keep it nice. I don't have time to do this, and I will pay you to. When I need my meals, cook my meals and keep my clothes clean. Take care of my business as it comes to the door. But if it's urgent and it needs my attention, just call me. But don't interrupt me unless it's absolutely necessary. But do interrupt me if there is a need. Now I'm going to go up in the tower, for I'm going to concentrate now on a way to help all the people. So up in the tower the master goes. And Will starts sweeping around the house. And boy, this is nice. A week goes by. This is great. He gets more relaxed. He starts lounging around on the furniture. Yeah, this is a nice place. This is my house. He said, act like it's my house. So I can sit here this way if I want to sit here. I can do whatever I want. I think I'll go out and help myself to something to eat. I think if I'll clean this house when I feel like cleaning the house, I'll just do whatever is necessary to keep him off my back. But I'll just act like it's mine. Well, time went by, and pretty soon a young lady come to the door. Knock, knock, knock. Will opened the door, and he said, hello, young lady. May I help you? And she says, yes, I've come to see the master. He says, well, the master is very busy. Tell me what you want. Oh, what I have is only for the master, the maiden said. He says, but I'm the one that is running this house. You must tell me first so I can tell the master. Oh, no, no. All I have is for the master. Just tell him that love is here. And he said, well, if you don't tell me first, you can't disturb the master because I have to see whether it's important or not. She says, but what I have is for the master. And with that, he slammed the door. What does she think she is? Won't tell me. I'm not going to bother the master over that kind of an experience. So the master hears this commotion and he hollers down, Will! Will! What is going on down there? Oh, nothing, master. I've taken care of it. Okay, Will. And so another day goes by and here comes the maiden and Will's sponsor. Oh, here she comes. That so high, mighty, smart woman thinks she's so smart, she better tell me. I'm not going to disturb the master unless she tells me what she wants. Because I'm running this house. Master said I was running this house. I'm running this house. So before she can even knock, he whips the door open. He says, what do you want? She says, do you remember me from the other day? I'm Love. I've come to see the master. Well, what do you want with the master? I have something to tell the master. I can only tell the master. I run this house. If you're going to tell anybody, you're going to tell me first. Oh, no, no. What I have is for the master. Slam! He slams the door shut. Oh, if she goes away crying and sobbing?
How am I ever going to be able to tell the master?
Listen, this is my place. The gall of it, the unmitigated gall, the audacity to confront me with a situation like this. Doesn't she know that I'm running this place? And with that, the master says, Will, what is going on? Oh, nothing. Nothing. Nothing's going on. Everything's okay. Are you okay, Will? Yes, I'm all right. Oh, I'll be frustrated all day over this thing. The next day, here comes love again. Will grabs a club. Boy, I'm going to fit. She's really irritating me. He puts that club behind him. He says, all right, what do you want?
I've come to see the master.
You going to tell me first?
No.
Oh, no. Will, what is going on down there? Will, what is going on down there? And the master comes down, and he sees the club in Will's hand. He sees the scared look on Will's face. He comes over and he opens the door. And when he opens the door and he sees the young lady laying there, Will hits him with a club. Takes him up in the tower and ties him down. Comes down and he takes over the house. Is your will like that? If you have a servant, your mind that you have doing things for you, your subconscious mind, your instinctive mind, your thinking mind that is your servant, and your servant has now tied you up and bound you in such a way that you cannot meet love in the world, that you cannot get your answers direct, that everything has to be checked out by your will first. Be God-centered. Love from the depth of your being. Know that you are master of your mind. Let this radiate out. Let your light shine. Blessings of light.